Who has an Able account in here? Say I.
Don't know what that is.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yep, all right. Now, here is, you know, if you looked at the title, it says, can I have an Able account if I'm 40 or 50 or 60? And here to give us the answer is Al Elia. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Al. The parents have been haunting me all morning, and I've been forgetting. The parents' raffle, they have $250 worth of gift cards. Raise your hand with money in it. How much are the tickets? $5. Get the $5 bill in your hand and raise it up, and somebody will come around and take it. Once again, Al Elia.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Okay, so I know that we're running a little behind, and I'm between you guys and elections, so I'm going to make this very simple, especially since very few people indicated that they had an Able account or even what one was. Basically, an Able account is kind of like a 529 college savings plan, only it's for people who have disabilities. Also, is everyone alive?
It's fine.
Okay. Also, if you're familiar with like a Roth IRA, it works very much like a Roth IRA in that you can invest money in it after taxes, and the money grows tax-free. I'll repeat that. You do not pay taxes on any growth that you get in the account. So you can put money into it and use it like a savings account. You want me to go to the gavel so I can whack it? There we go. So that if you invest money in it, you can use it as a savings account. In that case, the interest is tax-free. Or there are investment options, just like a typical retirement account, and that grows tax-free. Now, the important thing to know is whether you qualify to get an Able account. As I said, it's only for people with disabilities. But the rule is you had to have had a qualifying disability. Blindness is a qualifying disability, before the age of 26. So if you are currently in this room and are blind and are under the age of 26, you need to have an Able account. And the reason you need to have it is because, for instance, when you win an NFB scholarship and you have all this money that you got from the NFB and it goes into your bank account, then all of a sudden your SSI benefits go away because you had too much money in your bank account. That does not happen with Able. One of the main purposes of Able was to ensure that all of the means-tested government benefits, like Medicaid, like SSI, are not impacted if you have some money saved in an Able account. So you can put money in an Able account. If you're a student, you take all the scholarship money, all the money that you get from your relatives to go to college and pay for stuff, anything that you earn from a college job, you put that in the Able account, and it doesn't impact your SSI. So it's very important for students. Now, you may have known that it was important for students, but since I didn't hear that people had them, everyone who's in here who's under the age of 26, go get an Able account. Second, you can use it for any disability-related quality of life expense, which basically means anything that is legal. Okay, so no buying drugs, but other than buying drugs, you can pretty much use it for anything you want. You can use it to buy a self-driving car. You can use it to pay for Ubers. You can use it to pay for healthcare. You can use it to pay for housing. You can use it to pay tuition. You can use it to pay pretty much anything as long as it is a thing that increases your quality of life, which is, as we know, pretty much everything. So, I'm sorry?
ADD.
It doesn't have to, I'm sorry, ADD? I don't know if that is a qualifying disability. Basically, if you qualify for SSI because of your disability, then you're qualified to get an Able account. Now, here's the important thing to know for everyone here who is not currently under the age of 26. If you were disabled prior to the age of 26, so for instance, I am currently 44 years old. I was legally blind at the age of 17. So last year, I went and I opened an Able account because I was legally blind, I was disabled, prior to the age of 26. So if you are in this room and you were disabled, you were legally blind or had another qualifying disability prior to the age of 26, then no matter what your current age is, you can open an Able account and basically have an account that allows you to save money tax-free for disability-related expenses or for retirement. But you can use it before retirement if you need to. I mean, it's basically like free money that can't be taxed. And let's face it, we need more free money that can't be taxed so that we can support the NFB and give some of that money to the NFB, right? All right? Okay, so everyone needs an Able account because it gives you more money to provide to the NFB in addition to yourself. Okay? So if you are, if you don't have an Able account, there are, I want to give you two websites. One is Able NRC. So that's Able National Resource Center, Able, ABLENRC.org. And the second one, since we're here in Maryland, is Maryland Able, all one word, Maryland Able, ABLE.org. That's to sign up, MaryLandAble.org. I hope we can all spell Maryland here in Maryland. It is not. It is not. That's fine. Yes. MarylandAble.org. And one other thing to note is that in addition to the tax benefit for not having to pay taxes on the growth of funds, if you live in Maryland, and so you're a Maryland taxpayer, and you open a Maryland Able account through that MarylandAble.org website I gave you, then you actually qualify for a deduction on your state income taxes of up to $2,500 per year for money that you put into your or another person's Able account. Okay, so again, you're going to save $2,500 in your taxes, which you can give to the NFB. All right? All right, so save the money, provide money to the NFB, keep more of your money for yourself. It does not matter what age you are. If you had a qualifying disability like blindness prior to the age of 26, you qualify to open an Able account, and you should all do so. I opened one. I'm using it as basically an alternative to a retirement account because I work for a small employer, and we don't have a retirement plan, you know, but like I said, if you want to use it to simply save up money for that self-driving car when it comes out, you know, you want to save up money so that you can, you know, pay for an IRA service, whatever, put the money there. You can put in up to $15,000 a year, or if you're working and you're contributing some of your earned income, you can contribute your earned income up to an additional $12,000. So basically, if you're working, you can contribute up to about $27,000 a year. I would love to be able to contribute up to $27,000 a year. That would be a great problem to have, to hit that limit. But in the meantime, you know, it's basically more than even not considering the extra income for earned income. You know, the $15,000 is still three times what you could contribute to an IRA. So it's really a really valuable financial tool for people with disabilities like us. So I urge you all to do it. And like I said, especially you students out there, you really, really need one because the last thing you want is to have to deal with SSI and having your benefits terminated and going through the reapplication process. You know, just put it in Able and you don't have to worry about it. Okay? I'm sorry, Dr. Maurer? There is not a means test for Able. Able is an account that allows you to avoid a means test for benefits that have a means test, like SSI and Medicaid. One thing that it does not do, so I know this often comes up, is if you qualify for SSDI, the ones that are not means tested but are income tested, it does not reduce your income for purposes of income test. It only eliminates the means testing for sort of money that you have set aside in bank accounts and so forth. Any other questions? Go ahead. I'm sorry? Absolutely. Okay. If anyone has any questions for me, I will be over by what used to be the crab table. It may still be the crab table. Which is to stage left. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. Thank you very much. Okay.